The Hope in Hot Chocolate, a Poppy Creek novel, Book 7, written by Rachel Bloom, narrated by E. L. Beckett. Chapter 1. The collage of ominous red numbers cluttering the spreadsheet glared accusingly, stating the obvious. She was in trouble. Without shifting her gaze from the laptop screen, Sadie Hamilton reached for another hazelnut truffle and popped it into her mouth. Big trouble. Of course, she'd been in tough situations before. Like the time she forgot to place an entire custom order of caramel amaretto bonbons into the cooler before closing the sweet shop on the hottest day in August. The next morning, she'd arrived to find 50 painstakingly handcrafted chocolates melted into unattractive lumps of goo. Luckily, the customer had been more than happy to substitute his order with the rarer and much more expensive almond and apricot liqueur bonbons she'd made only once a year from locally sourced apricots. But this time, she didn't know how she'd get herself out of this mess. Her anxiety mounting, she polished off another truffle. But the momentary calm provided by the creamy chocolate and crunch of buttery hazelnuts didn't last long. The sweet shop had never been in this much debt before. Thanks to the unexpected repairs and new equipment she'd needed to purchase. Even with Valentine's Day around the corner and the inevitable uptick in sales, she wasn't sure how much longer she'd survive. She grasped for another truffle, but her fingertips met the cool porcelain plate instead. How many chocolates had she brought into her office that morning? She couldn't remember. But she'd devoured every single one, as had become her habit on Monday mornings when she went over the previous week's numbers. Maybe gobbling up the merchandise wasn't such a great idea. Not that selling a few extra truffles would save her now. Sadie glanced over her shoulder at the photograph hanging on the back wall, the special day it captured still vivid in her mind. Her grandmother, the indelible Bridget Gigi Durand, grinned at her from behind the thin layer of dust coating the glass. The tiny crumb of a woman barely reached 5'2", even in her flashy patent leather boots, but she commanded a room. Make that a continent, as if she were over 10 feet tall. And it wasn't only because of her dramatic...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?